Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Woohoo. Go. Yay. Okay, exciting news. Aliens have landed on Earth. They have, and these are very smart aliens. They can speak every language. It's a very advanced civilization. So to welcome them to Earth, dignitaries from all over the world came to greet them and ask them questions and have a great reception and all that, and they shook hands and everybody was friendly. Finally, it was the Pope's turn to meet the aliens. And the Pope said to them, I just have one question for you. Do you know Jesus Christ? And the head alien was like, yeah, Jesus Christ, yeah, JC, yeah, he comes and visits us every year. We love him. He's the best. He's the best. And the Pope says, what? He comes to visit you every year? We met him once, and it's been two millennium, and we're still waiting for the second coming. What is going on here? And the alien said, I don't know. Maybe he just likes our chocolates better than yours. And the Pope says, what? What do you mean? What does chocolates have to do with anything? And the alien said, well, you know, after his first visit with us, we were so impressed and we loved him so much that as he was leaving, we gave him this huge box of gourmet chocolates and he really loved it. So every year when he comes back, we kind of repeat the tradition. Why? What did you guys do for him? See? There. Okay. Okay, takes a little minute to sink in, but yes. Okay, so today we're talking about peace, and obviously these aliens came in peace. There's aliens among us. We're probably in this same room. We feel like it sometimes because we feel like we don't fit in, but the truth is we're all one. We're all connected. We're all a part of the same experience. I talked last time about Om and Om Tat Sat, and Om being the waking, dreaming, sleeping stage, and then that higher stage. That higher stage is also peace, and peace is also who we are. In Vedanta and in Hinduism, at the end of a prayer, instead of saying Amen or and so it is, we say Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Why do we say it three times? It's because the first one is for ourselves. Om, peace be within ourselves. Om, peace be to all those around us. And Om, peace be to all the worlds and all the creatures and living things in the world. Peace sounds like it's something very quiet, right? Something very gentle, something very inactive. But the truth is, peace is very active. It takes a lot of effort to be peaceful. And why is that? Because everything around us is not. We're in the middle of a lot of chaos and confusion. In fact, Ernest Holmes has a definition of peace. Do you guys know what it is? He said, God is peace. We enter this peace in such degree as we withdraw from confusion. Confusion is all around us. What's the opposite of confusion? Certainty. What does certainty bring us? Peace. Certainty to me is knowing, it's faith, it's conviction, it's truth. So it's all tied in with the peace of mind that we are a part of, that we recognize when we're in that certainty, when that space of certainty. And just like Pam was saying, peace and love, very universal principles. You'll find them in every religion. So I thought today we'd play a little game. So I'm going to be like Pat Sajak or Ryan Seacrest, whoever it is, and I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to give you a line from Scripture, and you tell me what religion, what faith that line is from. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Da, 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 da. Okay. This is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to you. What religion is that from? Any guesses? Those words? Well, yeah, but one specific scripture says it, and it's in the scripture of Hinduism. Hinduism says those words. Okay. Here's another one. One should treat all creatures in the world as one would like to be treated. What religion is that from? Close. Jainism. Very close. Treat others in ways that you yourself... Wait. Sorry. I forgot a word. This is an important word. Treat not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Who said that?
Ernest Holmes.
No. The Buddha. The Buddha. So you're right the other time. Here's one. Not one of you truly believes until you wish for others what you wish for yourself. What's that from? It's one of them on our faith list. It's one of the ones on our faith, our candles of faith. Islam. But you get the point, right? They're all the same. They're all the same. You could go on and on and on. There's a modern one now that says, tweet others how you want to be tweeted. But now it's not Twitter anymore, so it doesn't really apply. It's X, but, you know, anyhow, I figured it still kind of works, right? It still kind of works. Okay. So without peace, there are dire consequences. The what is our option if we don't have peace? We have confusion, we have violence, we have all kinds of stuff. There's this story, old parable, that says that there were three little frogs playing one day. And as they were playing, they all fell into the bottom of a well. And they were croaking, help, 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 we got to get out, we got to get out. And the other animals came running around. And they were laughing at these frogs. Come on, you're frogs. Get out of there, you know. What are you doing? And so the frogs tried to jump, but it was really high and they were having a hard time. And the animals kept taunting them and they were bullying them. Oh, you can't do it. Come on, just give up. You're just a little frog. Give up. You're a loser. Stop right now. Just forget it. Give up. So one frog finally got so worn out, he gave up and he died. So there's two frogs jumping right now. And the other guy, see, he couldn't do it. You guys can't do it either. You guys can't do it. You just can't do it. And finally, the second frog just gave up, died. But the third frog, he kept going and going and going. No matter what they said or how much they taunted him, he kept going and finally, he jumped right out of the well. He just did it. And one of the bullies says to him, whoa, how'd you do that, man? You're just a little frog. How did you ever do that? What's going on? And the frog just looked at him. He didn't hear him because he was deaf. We can tune out the negativity. We can tune out the noise and find that inner peace that is who we are. That om, we can tune into the om that is sounding off for us all the time. It's right there available to us. It's our choice if we're, you know, onto one channel, we can flip to another. It's not that we, you know, negate all of the stuff that's going on in the world, but we know that giving that attention is only going to increase it. It's only going to increase our confusion, The only way to make the world a more peaceful place is to be more peaceful ourselves and spread that peace and spread that joy and spread that love. Be an example. Help wherever you can. Mother Teresa always said that she would never go to an anti-war rally. She is just not going to go to an anti-war rally. But invite her to a peace rally and she's there in a minute. She's also the one that said, you want a clean neighborhood? Start by sweeping your front porch. You know, work on yourself. She truly believed in the principle of ahimsa. Are you guys familiar with ahimsa? Ahimsa means nonviolence. And this is how Gandhi governed when he had people who followed him. Ahimsa, the principle of nonviolence. He said, there are seven dangers to human virtues. And I'll read some of those. The dangers to our virtues is, number one, wealth without work. You know what that's like, you know. Pleasure without conscience. Knowledge without character. Business without ethics. Science without humanity. I think that's really important right now as AI like continues to, like, it's so getting out of control right now. We have to remember that it's our humanity. We created this. Somehow we have to control it and regulate it and watch it so it doesn't do us in. Religion without sacrifice. That's another danger to our human virtue. And what does he mean by sacrifice? He doesn't mean slaughtering a pig or something. He doesn't mean that kind of sacrifice. He means religion with the kind of sacrifice that we put our faith first, that we make time to practice, that we walk our talk, that we do what we speak, that our actions match our words. That's what he means by sacrifice. And the other danger is politics without principle. And then one of his grandsons added this one because he studied, you know, his grandpa. And he says, rights without responsibilities. And there's just this clip on Instagram. I'm so good at these Instagram clips. Jennifer Jason Lee. Okay, Jennifer Jason Lee was a psychiatrist, and John Hamm comes to her, and she's a therapist, and he's asking her stuff, and he's like, this, and she says, it kind of sounds like you want all of these rights, all of these entitlements without any responsibilities. And he's like, yeah, basically. And she said, there's only one creature on earth that has that, and that's a baby. You're asking to be a baby. Kind of cuts home, right? So how do we do this? How do we find peace within? We start with ourselves. How do we treat ourselves? Because if it's like, do unto others what you would want them to do to you, what would you want them to do to you? And is that something you would do to you? Do you treat yourself? Do you have a date with yourself every once in a while? Do you do whatever it is you love, whether it's, you know, bake a cake or paint a painting or take a nap or do some gardening or you walk around the neighborhood? Something that is pleasurable to you. Not something that you have to do, but something you want to do. There's this balance. They call it the Frank Sinatra balance. Have you heard about this? Action is doing. Peace is being. So it's doobie 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 doo. Just remember that, you know, we can't be go, 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 go. I have to be productive. I have to be this. I have to accomplish this. I have to blah, 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 blah. If you don't have that peace, that meditation time, that downtime, where's the inspiration going to come from? Where's the energy going to come from? It's got to be do, be, do, be, do. So in Vedanta, there's four practices that can help us deepen our inner peace, deepen our spirituality. And I think I've talked to you guys about these before. They're the four yogas. So first there's Jnana Yoga. And this is the practice of study and learning and knowledge. So this is good because this is like coming to church on Sunday is good because you listen to the knowledge. You can also read the knowledge. You can also speak that knowledge, whatever it is. Watch a video, watch the knowledge, but that's one way we process learning and growing within ourselves, deepening our spirituality is Jnana Yoga. Helen Keller said, I do not want the peace that passes understanding. I want the understanding which brings peace. Make peace with yourself. Like Pam was talking about, she thought the obstacle was on the outside of her making her upset or angry. But no, she's like, she looks when, oh, it's me. Oh, it's me. Like that Taylor Swift song. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Almost always. And I think God, Spirit, the universe gives us these thorns, these problems, these irritants, because it causes us to take action. It causes us to look within. And that's the purpose of it. So when that kind of thing happens, we need to be grateful for it and say, okay, here we go. Time to burn some karma. Here's this problem I have. Okay, time to burn some karma. What can I learn? How can I get over it? Okay, the second path of yoga is Raja Yoga. And the Dalai Lama says, world peace brings inner peace. It's the same way, the other way around too. Inner peace brings world peace. This is the path of meditation, the path of insight. That's Raja Yoga. Always, every day, even if you're not just sitting there in meditation, spend some time in silence. Be in nature. You know, go barefoot on the grass. Sit under a tree. Hug a tree. Whatever it is. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. The mind is always going. You know, you can't turn off the mind. But if you tune into instead the sound of the birds, the primordial sounds, you'll start going to that place of peace. Karma Yoga. What's Karma Yoga? The path of action, the path of duty. Desmond Tutu, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1984, says, do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. Pretty good, huh? Here's our little bits of good today. We're all here together, supporting each other, uplifting each other, blasting out to Facebook, hello world, whoever's listening, you're meant to be listening. We love you. Be at peace always. You know, we wish you all the best. And then, of course, bhakti. Bhakti yoga is the path of love and devotion, the path of gratitude, the path of devotion, peace, harmony, joy. This is the heart chakra. When I hear Alberto's beautiful guitar, I just feel my heart chakra just opening. It's just every song that Alberto plays is a love song. Every song. Because he loves it, and his love is coming through from the fingers to the strings to the speaker, and What a gift. What a gift. We're so lucky. We can be creative in finding peace. We don't have to be loud. We don't have to picket with signs, go to a rally or whatever. Here's one guy that was really creative. He was a retiree living in an apartment building, just moved in, and he found him that this apartment building is across the street from a high school. And every day after school, the kids walking home from school would take sticks and bang the metal trash cans back and forth, making all this racket. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is right during my nap time. This is so annoying. But did he get annoyed? This is what he did. He went out to the guys and said, hey kids, that's so cool. That's what I used to do when I was in high school too. Tell you what, will you do that for me every day after school? I'll pay you $1 each. Really? Yeah, okay, great. The next day they came back, they played, he gave them $1 each. The next day they came back, they played. He came out and he said, oh, you guys, you know what? Turns out I don't have that much money. I can give you 50 cents each, but I'm on a pension and you know, I can't afford $1 each every single day. Will you take 50 cents? They're like, okay, we'll take 50 cents. So they took 50 cents each. Next day they came back, they're pounding away. He comes down, he goes, oh kids, I'm really sorry, you know, I can't even afford 50 cents. I have to pay my rent and I hear the rent's going up and everything. I can pay you a quarter. And the kids said, what a ripoff. We used to get paid $1 and you're gonna pay us a quarter? Forget it, we're not playing anymore. And he lived in peace and quiet the whole rest of the time. And I'm going to end there and invite Alberto back up. Thank you.